During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oscar has what we call a gift. Not all gifts are wonderful. However, he has more of the fruitcake, a Christmas gift. To some, this gift might be a nice thought, but to the person on the receiving end, it might not be such an enjoyable experience. Oscar is an individual who seems to have a sensitivity level far beyond most and is able to pick up on not only the good, but often the dark side of the undead. He's had experiences with entities that were once human and roam the earth, along with several others that never were human yet still exist with the sole purpose of tormenting the living. In this submission from Oscar, one that we have never shared on the air, he takes us for a jog down an infamous path, a running path with a storied history of hauntings and tragic consequences. Some can argue that these consequences may have been caused by the ghosts that haunt the area. This is just one of Oscar's many haunted stories. Like most people, I hate running, especially at night. I try to run at least 4 miles a day, and I always take the same path around Lake Cliff Park and the Houston Street Bridge. Lake Cliff is ancient, with a huge lake in the middle, and the park itself is about 2 miles long. The park is surrounded by very old Victorians in a wooded area with sloping willows that bend towards the lake. The Houston Street Bridge, which spans at least 2 miles, is a majestic structure built in the early 1900s. The bridge's 1920s architecture design has not changed in decades. Together, the bridge and park make up 6 miles of beautiful Texas scenery, which makes my run a little better. I get out of work sort of late, so I end up running in the dark. I don't mind. Nothing can scare me. One night, when I was running, like I always do, I just started to run across the Houston Bridge. I looked up to enjoy the Dallas skyline when suddenly I felt something or someone behind me. That's ordinary. Everyone is faster than me when I'm running at night. So I moved to the side to let the other runner pass me. I could feel the person behind me. I didn't have to turn around because I could hear him. I felt like the runner was next to me, so I turned to say hi, and to my surprise, there was no one there. I didn't pay much attention to it. Whatever it was, I didn't want it to follow me home. I've experienced in things like this. I told whatever it wasn't welcome. I didn't want it around me. So I kept running, this time a little faster, occasionally looking back to make sure whatever it was wasn't following me. It wasn't the first time I felt something wicked on the bridge. The Houston Bridge was notorious as a spot for dumping bodies in the Trinity River Basin. The bridge was also known as a spot for strange sightings of children and half-naked women, which have been known to cause fatal accidents. I see what you're thinking. Every bridge has some local urban legend, but I can tell you this bridge is very haunted. My grandfather took the bus from Oak Cliff to downtown every night, and he would say the devil was on the bridge, so he considered the bridge cursed. I felt not one, but multiple entities all along my running route. But nothing was more evil than what I named Billy. Billy felt like a curious child. I never saw him directly, but Billy was no child. I don't even think he was ever human. I first experienced Billy along the darkest route in the park, next to the bridge. I knew he was around when the stink of decay hit me like a ton of bricks. At first, I thought it was a dead animal somewhere, but this odor was different. It seemed to follow me up to the bridge. Then the flies started to appear. Not your normal flies. I'm talking about the big horse flies, the type you see around dead bodies. The flies would fly close to my mouth, almost like they were trying to go into my lips. They'd buzz and hover by my ears and all around my face. Run fast, I told myself as I did, a sign of the Holy Cross on my forehead. Not today, Billy, as the smell dissipated behind me. He wasn't the only ghost I experienced while running, but he was the strongest. That's why I knew it wasn't a human spirit, but something more primal and ancient. How do I know this? Well, let me tell you, it's not the first time I felt something demonic, and it won't be the last. It's not something you tend to forget. Unfortunately, there are other ways it can follow you home. The day started like any other typical day at work. Everything seemed perfect for a weekday. The afternoon was an extra beautiful, sunny day. Suddenly, I received a call from my daughter. It started with an innocent question. The train isn't running today. I think I'm going to walk home from school. Is that cool, Dad? To walk from her high school in downtown Dallas to our house would be about a 4-mile walk through downtown, across the Houston Bridge, and into Lake Cliff Park. It was a beautiful day in Dallas after all, so I told her, sure, go ahead. It wasn't a big deal, I thought. It was the first time she'd ever walked home. I got busy at work and soon forgot about her call. She finally texted me that she got home safe. She said she had taken the bridge and decided to stroll by the lake. Good, I thought. I was glad that she made it home safe, so I started to plan my nightly run. Finally, work was over, and I went back home like I always do. I walked into my house and headed straight into the kitchen to make a sandwich. I noticed flies all over my house. Olivia, I shouted, why did you leave the door open? Now we have a lot of flies in the kitchen. The flies are big black horse flies. Something was strange. I could feel it in my bones. I couldn't put my finger on what it was. I noticed a pungent smell coming from the kitchen. The kind of smell that sticks to your skin. And I recognized the stench of death. I knew something was horribly wrong with my house. I followed the odor to the trash. Maybe the kids left food overnight, but the trash was empty. I followed the smell to the hallway. The scent of death just lingered in the lobby. My daughter walked out of her room, curious about what I was doing. Is it a dead rat? She asked. I turned to give her a reply when I noticed something out of place. The light from my daughter's room cast her reflection against the wall. That's when I noticed the second shadow behind her. Two shadows? Maybe she has a guest? I tried to rationalize. It had the shape of a teenage boy, the same height as my daughter. As soon as I noticed the shadow, it disappeared into the room. My daughter saw me looking at something else. What's wrong, Dad? I quickly replied, there's something behind you. She looked around slowly. Then she quickly turned back. There was nothing. Stop creeping me out, Dad, she yelled at me. I smiled and I said I was kidding and walked away, but I wasn't. I don't usually tell anyone, especially my children, that ghosts are around, but something was different about this one. Something wicked had followed my daughter home that day. The day passed and the flies started to build up on the windows. The more I sprayed the flies with bug spray, the more flies showed up. I knew there was something in my house. The night passed and morning came. Soon, my wife and kids went to school and work. I worked from home that day. I decided that I needed to confront whatever had invaded my house before it decided to stay. My bedroom is upstairs and my daughter's room is located downstairs on the other side of the house. I knew the only way to contact the entity was to take a nap. The dead talk to me when I sleep. So I lay down just to rest my eyes. I pulled the bed covers over my head, with my laptop next to me just in case someone from work decided to instant message me with a question. Soon after I fell asleep, I woke up by a door slam coming from my daughter's room. "Olivia, is that you?" I yelled from underneath my covers. "No," came the reply in a slow moan. I felt a shiver down my backbone. I knew I contacted a demon. The cry seemed to continue getting louder and louder. Then I heard the dull clang of feet slowly walking up the stairs. Clang, clang, clang. It walked closer and closer. "No," it kept repeating louder and louder as it got closer to my room. My door slowly opened with the longest creaking sound. Now the footsteps were in my room. Suddenly the intruder ran across my room and jumped on top of me. I was still under the sheets, frozen in place by fear. Its weight crushed me. It felt like a grown man jumped on me. Its breath moved the bed covers and the odor of death made my eyes water. "No," it screamed in my face. Then the entity slowly whispered, "Billy." My skin began to burn with anxiety. This crazy laugh came out of all four walls, and fear I hadn't felt in a long time took a hold of me. "Get off me. You're not welcome in my house," I yelled from the top of my lungs. I felt its hands and body on top of me, scratching and clawing at the sheets like an animal trying to dig a hole into the ground. I started to pray and ask Jesus to save me. As soon as I mentioned Jesus, it stopped and disappeared. I quickly got up and checked every inch of my room. I went downstairs to check on my daughter's room, and nothing. The entity had vanished from my house. I didn't tell my family because I feared that might accidentally invite Billy back. So I decided to change my running route. I learned my lesson, never let something follow me or my family home again. I'm sure Billy is out there underneath the Houston Bridge waiting for someone to follow home. If you want to experience Billy for yourself, then you should run my route when the sun goes down. I'm sure Billy will be waiting for you under the Houston Bridge. He's always there, waiting to make a new friend.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com.
Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.